No pits on the play. Here's Cousins, empty set. KC with pressure. Kirsch going to loop it. London, wide open. Touchdown, Atlanta. My goodness.
That was Wes Durham on the call along with Dave Archer for Sunday Night Football. The Falcons, of course, that call right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Bo in there producing for those guys as well. And things did start out pretty good, I would say, for the Falcons. That Kirk Cousins touchdown pass to Drake London. The Chiefs found a way to come back and answer that. But then the Falcons found their solution with a touchdown run from Bijan Robinson. And I just think that there were some positives to highlight in this game, despite, yes, the loss and how tough it was and how the game ended. But some things were going right.
Well, and you know, let me kind of highlight this off the top. I told Chris Goforth this at the end of the night when we were kind of summing things up. And of course, it's, you know, 1:30 in the morning. I'm a little bit delirious at that point. But, you know, I said, look, after the Steelers game, if you just go after the Steelers game, if you'd have told me they beat the Eagles and almost beat the Chiefs, I would have been happy with that after the Steelers game. Now, you put it all together and they're 1-2 and that doesn't look as good. But after as bad as they looked against Pittsburgh, if you'd have told me they split the next two against Philly and Kansas City, I'd have been like, all right, I'll take that at this point.
Because people were already saying, oh, no, we're going to start the season like 0-4 or 0-3.
And there was no reason to be any more positive than after week one. I'm being completely honest. It was absolutely abysmal there in week one. So
I thought your defense – I thought you played well at times defensively last night. Your rush defense is a problem, but you held Patrick Mahomes at 22 points. You had multiple times where they went three and outs. When Kansas City comes to town and their longest play of the night is 27 yards, which was in the third quarter, and I believe it was Rashee Rice that had it, I think your defense has done pretty good. I mean, I am very impressed with the secondary of this defense. I mean, very impressed. All I heard offseason was how Mike Hughes wasn't this and Mike Hughes wasn't that. Hell, if he might be the best cornerback as far as the play on the field so far this season. I'm not taking it. And that's not – A.J. Terrell's been pretty good as of late as well. A lot of people wanted to have to pick on him after week one and George Pickens. But they've seen some good receivers, Mike.
Yeah, they definitely have.
They've seen some good quarterbacks. You know, Justin Fields has got Pittsburgh off to a 3-0 start, and it's because he has done exactly what the offense has asked him to do, play within the system, and at times throw up plays. The thing for me is I don't know if we haven't even gotten to how good this I think the run defense has shown us, but I think this defense can be top five in the league because your offense is doing them absolutely no favors. Your offense is putting your defense in bad situation to bad situation because of the lack of the ability to control the ball, Mike.
Yeah.
You're too many three and outs. Your time of possession at one point was 2-1 last night at halftime, I believe. I think it was 20 minutes to 10 minutes in time of possession.
There's one team worse in the NFL in time of possession right now, and that's the Indianapolis Colts.
It's I don't want to be compared to that offense, but no disrespect, but your scoring drives, your good drives, aren't very aren't time possessing. I mean, you opened the game last night and you went down the field and you scored. I think you had the ball 4 minutes and it was a great drive. Kansas City in the exchange comes down, doesn't even score because of a phenomenal play by Justin Simmons, and then they held the ball for like eight.
Well, honestly, in your best drive might have been, what was it, 16 plays, and then you come up short there on the, you know, when you can't convert there at the end of the game. That was one of your best drives as well, and that was your best probably time possession, you know, where you were able to kind of string things together. It is frustrating, man. But there were positives to Tiff's point. I have to say this before we go any further. You knew that Steve Spagnuolo's defense was going to blitz a lot, and a lot was put on Bijan Robinson's shoulders in the backfield. Boy, oh boy, he stepped up to the task in the backfield, picking up blitzes and absolutely manning up on blitzing linebackers and taking. I thought he was exceptional in that role last night.
Even run blocking, Mike, where he was asked to get out ahead as a lead blocker on, I think it was a Ray McLeod play.
Yep.
If you text, tweet, call this radio station or me again and tell me that he is not a physical player, I will block you, mute you. I will block your number from this radio station because it is a clown take. And I've gotten some of those takes. Bijan Robinson, to me, has been his blocking.
He might be the most physical guy we have.
has been more impressive than anything I've seen from that up front standpoint so far.
Do you think they can use him on the offensive line now?
Well, they might have to after what happened last night. And Tiff.
Be careful here, Tiff. I want you to tiptoe through these waters.
I am not insulting the line, for the record.
It felt like it.
No, it was setting myself up to read you the news to come out of the game, which was that Caleb McGarry and Drew Dahlman both went out in the second quarter. McGarry, of course, helped off the field with the knee injury, replaced by Storm Norton. And Dahlman was replaced by Ryan Neusel after being sidelined with an ankle injury. Yes, those were big deals in the game, and a lot of talk was surrounding that. But let's take a listen to what Coach Raheem Morris had to say to Dave Archer of the Falcons Radio Network.
You know, that doesn't matter. Nobody cares. We won't make those excuses. The next guy in, I got a lot of faith in. I got a lot of belief in. And it's our job to go out there and execute and win.
And that is exactly what you want your head coach to say. But I can say this. It was absolutely something that Steve Spagnuolo decided. He was like, oh, you don't have your starting center and right tackle? I don't know if he did not bring pressure the rest of the game.
Yeah.
And for all the talk about, this is not a knock, this is just for all the talk about Kyle Pitts, Shippen Moore, and Charlie Warner, who's done a great job as a blocking tight end as much as it's asked of him. Bijan Robinson has been asked to pick up blitzes and do chips out of the backfield more than any other player on the roster. And the only one time last night did I see him struggle, and it wasn't even his fault. It was just the fact that the defensive tackle pulls Ryan Neusel, which should have been a hold, and opened up a blitzing linebacker. And because of the play fake, Mike, of where the blitzer came in the play fake, Bijan was late getting to it. And it was a play fake out of a shotgun. But Bijan has been absolutely phenomenal in that role.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about it, too? We just talked about McGarry getting injured. One of the reasons that happened is because Bijan was helping pick up pressure up the middle of the pocket and, like, unseats a guy, and he kind of lands on Caleb McGarry.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it was time and time again that you watched Bijan in blitz pickup last night, and it, as an offensive lineman to watch that, it is absolutely poetic. And I meant what I said a minute ago. He might be one of the most physical players we have on the team. And what he was asked to do. And it's such a 180 from what I feel like he was being put up to bat to do a year ago. I mean, when you looked at it, was almost always Cordarrelle Patterson or Tyler Allgeier in those situations when you knew that they were going to be blitzing a ton.
It's almost like that they had this thing with Bijan last year that they wanted to save him. And I don't know what they were saving him for because we didn't make the playoffs. But he's been unleashed this year. I'm more worried about the Chris Dahlman injury than the Caleb McGarry. And I think I know that both are very important positions. It was more of the way it looked. McGarry did have trouble getting off, but he did get off, and he stayed around. Dahlman went straight to the locker room, essentially, and he was very hobbled getting off. It was an ankle for him. He got kind of rolled up on. I'm very worried about that.
And I know you guys are also concerned about some of the third down woes that the Falcons encountered during this game. 2 of 9, that's what they were, in third down efficiency. Here's quarterback Kirk Cousins.
I think, you know, it's important that we stay in third and manageable, and I think we were in better third and manageable tonight than we were week one. But, you know, we've got to do all the things you got to do on third down, which is to, see it right, throw it right with accuracy, get the ball out, protect well, get open, all those things, and haven't been good enough, got to be better moving forward.
They were in 3rd and 3 on the touchdown to Drake London on the first drive of the game, and they converted that for a touchdown, and you only went 1 of 8 for the rest of the game. And that's exactly what they have been. They have been, they've been right in that 22% range or whatever it is the entire season, and they did it again last night.
That's literally their number. They were 30th in the league last night at 22%, as Mike said, coming in, and you hit 22%. Kirk said it with Arch last night. He said, look, all third downs aren't created equal. Some are longer, some are short. I know that was from his scrum last night. But he said it, and he's right. If you don't improve on third down defense, you're going to lose a lot of games just like last night. The reality of the situation is I think Zach Robinson at times has been brilliant with his play calling. But I also think it's left something to be desired. You've got to reassess whatever the hell they are doing on third downs. And if that is success on first down, which goes into it, then you figure out how to have more success. I was disappointed with how they ran the ball last night, to be honest with you. I expect more from this rushing offense, with or without Dahlman and Caleb McGarry, because I've seen Ryan Neusel and I've seen Storm Norton both play over the last couple of years, and I've seen them be better last night. That is a very good defense. Don't get me wrong. And they have probably now the – it's safe to say he's the best defensive tackle now in football with Aaron Donald out. But still, I thought at times you did a good job on him.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Chris Jones, that is.